Chapter 23 of Meditation upon Death. Very quickly will there be an end of thee here. Take heed, therefore, how it will be with thee in another world. Today man is, and tomorrow he will be seen no more. And being removed out of sight, quickly also is he out of mind. Oh, the dullness and hardness of man's heart, which thinketh only of the present, and looketh not forward to the future! Thou oughtest in every deed and thought so to order thyself as if thou wert to die this day. If thou hadst a good conscience, thou wouldst not greatly fear death. It were better for thee to watch against sin than to fly from death. If today thou art not ready, how shalt thou be ready tomorrow? Tomorrow is an uncertain day, and how knowest thou that thou shalt have a tomorrow? What doth it profit to live long, when we amend so little? Ah, long life doth not always amend, but often the more increaseth guilt. Oh, that we might spend a single day in this world as it ought to be spent! Many there are who reckon the years since they were converted, and yet oftentimes how little is the fruit thereof! If it is a fearful thing to die, it may be perchance a yet more fearful thing to live long. Happy is the man who hath the hour of his death always before his eyes, and daily prepareth himself to die. If thou hast ever seen one die, consider that thou also shalt pass away by the same road. When it is morning, reflect that it may be that thou shalt not see the evening, and at eventide dare not to boast thyself of the morrow. Always be thou prepared, and so live that death may never find thee unprepared. Many die suddenly and unexpectedly, for at such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24, verse 44. When that last hour shall come, thou wilt begin to think very differently of thy whole life past, and wilt mourn bitterly that thou hast been so negligent and slothful. Happy and wise is he who now striveth to be such in life as he would fain be found in death. For a perfect contempt of the world, a fervent desire to excel in virtue, the love of discipline, the painfulness of repentance, readiness to obey, denial of self, submission to any adversity for love of Christ, these are the things which shall give great confidence of a happy death. Whilst thou art in health, thou hast many opportunities of good works, but when thou art in sickness, I know not how much thou wilt be able to do. Few are made better by infirmity, even as they who wander much abroad seldom become holy. Trust not thy friends and kinsfolk, nor put off the work of thy salvation to the future, for men will forget thee sooner than thou thinkest. It is better for thee now to provide in time, and to send some good before thee, than to trust to the help of others. If thou art not anxious for thyself now, who, thinkest thou, will be anxious for thee afterwards? Now the time is most precious. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. But alas, that thou spendest not well this time, wherein thou mightest lay up treasure which should profit thee everlastingly. The hour will come when thou shalt desire one day, yea, one hour, for amendment of life, and I know not whether thou shalt obtain. O dearly beloved, from what danger thou mightest free thyself, from what great fear, if only thou wouldst always live in fear and in expectation of death. Strive now to live in such wise that in the hour of death thou mayest rather rejoice than fear. Learn now to die to the world, so shalt thou begin to live with Christ. Learn now to condemn all earthly things, and then mayest thou freely go unto Christ. Keep under thy body by penitence, and then shalt thou be able to have a sure confidence. Ah, foolish one, why thinkest thou that thou shalt live long, when thou art not sure of a single day? How many have been deceived, and suddenly have been snatched away from the body? How many times hast thou heard how one was slain by the sword, another was drowned, another falling from on high broke his neck, another died at the table, another whilst at play, one died by fire, another by the sword, another by the pestilence, another by the robber. Thus cometh death to all, and the life of men swiftly passeth away like a shadow. Who will remember thee after thy death, and who will entreat for thee? Work, work now, O dearly beloved, work all that thou canst, for thou knowest not when thou shalt die, nor what shall happen unto thee after death. While thou hast time, lay up for thyself undying riches. Think of naught but of thy salvation. Care only for the things of God. Make to thyself friends by venerating the saints of God and walking in their steps, that when thou failest, thou mayest be received unto everlasting habitations. Luke 16, verse 9. Keep thyself as a stranger and a pilgrim upon the earth, to whom the things of the world appertain not. Keep thine heart free and lifted up towards God. From here have we no continuing city. Hebrews 13, verse 14. To him direct thy daily prayers with crying and tears, that thy spirit may be found worthy to pass happily after death unto its Lord. Amen.